The Old Elementary School. As a kid, I always found myself to be bored. I always craved adventure, and so did my friends. Every day seemed to be the same routine, and it usually ended up with us getting in trouble. We were kids and bored. We wanted to find something new, something exciting, and we found the old elementary school. It had been closed for nearly 50 years, and aging showed well on the sides of the building. There were some cracks in the sides and some plants crawling up the side. This school became our hideout. We went there every day and explored the place. It was a very odd place, though. It seemed to have no end. What I mean by that is there seemed to be no other exits besides the front, or so I thought. My friends and I had been playing tag around the building once, and we saw another door behind the old school. There was another entrance. We tried and tried to get in through that way, since it was a different thing. The door, though, seemed to be stuck or locked. There was just something about that door that I couldn't put my finger on, but I wanted to open it. God, all my friends did. But I really wanted to open the door the most. Over time, I grew tired of the old elementary school, or maybe I just grew scared. My last few days hanging out there had ended rather strange. It always seemed that there were others in the building. I could always hear the sounds of footsteps or creaking of doors. The lights seemed to flicker with life on rare occasions, even though they would never turn on for longer than a second. These things weren't the creepiest things that had happened, though. If anything, it was the visions. The visions came to me around 3 days before I had stopped going to the old hideout. I remember seeing these children playing outside or in the halls of the school. They wore old school uniforms and bright, happy smiles. Something about them, though, was off. Their teeth seemed to be larger than they should have been. Those eyes were much darker, too. Then there was the laughter. That horrible, sickening laughter. It didn't even sound like laughter. It sounded like someone scratching a chalkboard or a fork sliding against a plate. I haven't been to the old hideout in years, and I assume that none of my friends have either. We had all grown apart and lost contact of one another. I was never really sure if they still ever thought of the old elementary school at all. I know I did. Only a few days ago, I decided to go back and visit my old home and greet some old friends of mine. Luckily, I had spare time, so I decided the only thing I thought of to go see the old hideout. Man, the place had way more vines on it, but it hadn't changed one bit otherwise. I went inside the old place and looked around. I hadn't really noticed it as a kid, but the place had a very strange eeriness about it. It was a little difficult to explain. As I was walking around, some of the old memories and thoughts came back to me. Then I remembered the door. My friends and I never could find the door from the inside. It seemed almost impossible. Every time we tried to find the door, we'd get lost. Then again, we never really had a good sense of direction. I decided to go try to find the door again. Now, walking around and looking for the door seemed to be more difficult than I had originally remembered. I had also a really uneasy feeling. I felt as if there was someone following. I could swear to you I saw a few shadows or heard footsteps. The thought of the laughter came to my head, and a feeling urged me to leave. I didn't. I wanted to find that door badly. The longer I stayed, the more I noticed. I could almost hear the laughter in the back of my head, or see children run around corners when I wasn't looking. I was paranoid. I wouldn't leave until I found that damn door. Finally, I did. It was bright red. It stood out from the dull grays and browns of the school. A strange excitement filled me as I reached forward and touched the handle to the door and pushed it open. I walked outside, back to the entrance. It was the same as if leaving from the entrance. I turned around and saw the entrance door, not the back door. I knew I had left from the back. I was certain I had. How the hell did I get back there? I looked up towards the school. In the windows, I saw the faces of children staring at me, smiling. Then they started to laugh. Their ungodly laughter pierced my ears as I turned and ran. The experience had left me scared. I never once looked back. I had even told my mom about what happened, but she just smiled and laughed. Confusion struck me, and I asked why she had laughed when I told her about this. She looked at me and answered, "You mean that old empty lot you and your friends used to sleep at? You called that place your hideout. You had so many friends, around 10, I think, and all you guys would do would sleep in that old lot." I hadn't said anything else. I was shocked. I only had 4 friends at the time. This is Spooky Boo. If you've enjoyed listening to this story, please subscribe to my channel. Also, I'd love to hear about any experiences that you've had that have scared you. Leave them in the comments, or you can always turn in your own stories at www.707spookyboo22.com. I'd love to hear from you.